He might as well have arrested us, Barney. We're on peekaboo camera, like it or not.
Oh, there must be something we can do.
I got it. Why worry about being on TV? All we gotta do is keep Wilma and Betty away from the set.
Oh, it's gonna be rough, Fred. They're stronger than we are.
Not that way, lunkhead. We simply take them out on the town, so they miss the show.
Well, suppose they don't want to go.
Don't want to go? Are you kidding? Wilma would never dream of turning down a night out. Wilma! Wilma, will you hurry up?
Yeah, it's almost time for the show.
Shh! Will you two hold it down? Pebbles is almost asleep. Aren't they cute? I hope you didn't mind us bringing Bam Bam over while we watch the show.
Of course not.
And here it is, your favorite show.
Here it comes.
And now, the show that catches people unaware... Peek-a-boo camera!
Every week a new hiding place. I tell you, this program kills me.
We never miss it. And neither does Dino.
Hey, Betty and I like it, too.
Yeah. There's nothing like watching people act goofy.
They should peek-a-boo Betty first thing in the morning. You should see her in hair curlers.
And how do you think you look with a mouthful of yarn, Blabbermouth?
Hey, here comes the TV snack tray. Dig in, everybody.
Dig in? Fred, you've taken the whole pile of sandwiches.
Oh, sorry, Wilma. I thought it was one of them club sandwiches.
By the way, Wilma, what are you and Fred doing this Saturday night?
Oh, it's our anniversary. Fred's promised to take me out on the town. Didn't you, dear? I said, didn't you, dear?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure, Wilma, sure.
Oh, really, Fred? Sometimes I think the only reason you watch TV is so you can eat snacks and drink grape juice.
I envy you, Wilma. Barney never takes me anyplace.
Then why don't you join us?
Hey, that's a great idea.
And Fred will take care of the check.
Oh, boy, that's a great idea.
And now, here he is, the originator and host of Peekaboo Camera, Rocky Gino!
Hi, Peekaboo fans. We've got a great show for you tonight. Our first episode shows what happened when I, along with our hidden camera, took Dr. Stonebone's place at his animal hospital. Here I am, putting on my disguise and checking the camera. Everything okay, cameraman?
Oh, boy, this is going to be good. Barney, will you watch it with those potato chips? I can't hear the show.
Sorry, Fred. I guess they are making them a little too loud.
No, doctor. Doctor.
Uh-huh. Here comes our first victim.
Doctor, my little kitty is terribly undersized. She won't eat a thing.
Madam, all she needs is one of my instant grow pills. Now, you wait right here.
Oh, I do hope she'll be all right.
Now, don't worry. Just leave everything to me. Up you go, kitty.
Meow.
I'm giving your kitten an instant grow pill. Ah, she's looking better, madam, already. Just see for yourself.
My kitty!
Madam, you've just fallen for the old switcheroo. I'm Rocky Gino, and you're on Peekaboo Camera. How does it feel?
How does this feel?
Oh, wait, madam. You're supposed to react to this gag good naturedly. And that sweet little old lady turned out to be a retired policewoman. Great sport, wasn't she? Folks, here she is in person. And let's have a big hand for Mrs. Rose Sweet Slab.
Rocky sensation.
How does he think up those stunts?
He probably has a staff of high-priced riders.
Oh, dear. I'll get it.
Now, who would have the nerve to call here during peek-a-boo camera?
Who? Oh, I'll see if he's available. It's for you, Fred. Someone from the lodge. Says he's the Grand Poobah.
Oh, yeah, well, tell him to go jump in the Grand Poobah. On your feet, Barney, it's the Poobah. Hold the phone, Wilma, I get my water buffalo hat on. Stand at attention, Barney, it's the Grand Poobah. Oh, boy, the Grand Poobah. It's the first time he's ever phoned me.
He probably never had the dime.
Never had the dime. Oh, that's a good one.
Okay for you, Barney. You're going on report. Laughing at the poobah.
Oh, no, no, no. I didn't mean it, Fred. Give me another chance. Hello, Grand Poobah?
Yes, Flintstone. This is the Imperial Grand Poobah himself speaking. I've called a special lodge meeting for Saturday night.
Oh, that's very Saturday night. Saturday night? But Poobah, it's my anniversary. I promise Wilma...
You've got to unpromise her, Flintstone. One of our fellow buffaloes is getting married. Yes, Shelly Shale. And we're having a little surprise whoop-de-doo for him.
But Poobah, I...
As I was saying, Flintstone, a party isn't a party without you two liven it up.
Now, I most heartily suggest that you and Barney be there. In fact, it's an order! Your Poobah has spoken.
And here's another order. That was your last call tonight. Is that clear, Poobah?
Yes, dear. Very clear. No more phone calls.
Hello, Poobah? Oh, what'll I do? I can't tell Wilma I'm canceling our anniversary plans to go to a wild lodge party.
Hey, what did the Poobah want, Fred? Something important?
Well, as a matter of fact, something unexpected has come up. Remember Shelly Shale?
Oh, yes. He's a confirmed bachelor, isn't he?
Yeah, you see, he...
Nothing's wrong with him, I hope.
Wrong? Well, he's kind of reached the end of the line, if you know what I mean.
Oh, how awful.
And he's not even 40.
Well, we all gotta go sometime. Anyhow, all us lodge brothers are gonna see him on Saturday night.
Hey, you mean we're paying him our last respects?
You might say that, Barney, yeah. But listen, Wilma, I'm afraid this means...
Oh, I understand, Fred. We can always go out. But poor Shelley.
Struck down in his prime. Poor man.
Easy, Dino. You never even met the guy.
Hey, you really fooled the girls, Fred. Betty was still weeping when I left.
Yeah, so was Wilma. But after all, she's the one who jumped to the conclusion. Well, here we are at the lodge. Let's park.
Hey, you know, Fred, the lodge could use a bigger parking lot.
Hey, there's a spot.
It's too small, Fred. Your car will never fit.
Just give me a hand, Barn. I know what I'm doing. And that takes care of that.
Okay, open up, Buffaloes. Flintstone and Rubble are here.
What's the password?
Password?
Icaruk, Blubberuk, Huckaruk.
Sorry, that was last week.
Oh, come on. Open up, wise guy.
Start the meeting. Let's go. Get the show on the road.
Hey, the water buffaloes are really stampeding tonight.
Shall we join the herd?
Right.
All right, buffaloes. Meeting come to order. Quiet. Now, that's better. Now, as you know, buffaloes, we are here to honor one of our brothers who tomorrow will be sacrificed on the altar of matrimony.
He'll be sorry.
Quiet, Quartz. Not everybody's married to a lady wrestler.
All right, Buffaloes. All right, now. Let's have a big hand for the groom-to-be, Shelly Shale.
Thank you, fellow Buffaloes.
How did it happen, Shelly?
Yeah, how'd you meet her?
Well, if you guys want to know what happened...
I wasn't doing nothing. I just standing on the corner, minding my own business, doing nothing. I wasn't doing nothing.
Oh, that Shelly, his wife's really going to be in for laughs.
All right, now, as you know, Buffaloes, when a brother gets hooked, we present him with a wedding gift. Tonight, our gift to Shelly is a party at the Copacabana Boulder Nightclub. All right, let's go, boys. It's all paid. The last one there is a lady buffalo. Now that's what I call a real swinging group.
Look at Flintstone. He's at it again. What a card.
Ole! Ole! Ole, ole, ole! I am the great Bondor. I mean Matador. Bring on the bull. Ole! What they call a lot of bull.
What did I tell you? That Flintstone should be on television.
A genuine nut, if I ever saw one. Oh, they'll love him on Peekaboo Camera.
Listen, Mr. Genio, I said it was okay to use my club, but we could get sued by a character like that. He looks dangerous.
Don't worry, Mr. Rock Boulder. I'll get his written permission. Everybody has to sign a release. Wow! Look at that clown now!
Horror! Touché!
There he is, folks! The only bull in town with a hospitalization plan!
Yeah, it only hurts when I sit down.
Those two kill me! This will be my funniest show yet!
Don't leave without seeing our famous floor show, Mr. Genial. It's starting right now.
And here they are, the world-famous Copacabana Girls! Whoopee!
Greetings, Buffaloes! This is Twinkle Toes Flintstone and my partner, Barndora Rubble.
And just think I get all this talent on film for nothing.
Well, Brother Buffaloes, I don't want to hold up the show, so let me introduce...
Hey, Fred, tell them how we fooled our wives.
Oh, yeah. The girls think we're out paying our last respects to Shelly Shale.
Hi there, TV fans. Recognize me?
Why,
You. You couldn't be.
Oh, it's me, all right, Rocky Genio. And you're on Peekaboo Camera.
Peekaboo Camera? Oh, he's kidding.
Oh, gosh. Gee, golly. Oh, Twinkle Toes, it can't be.
Oh, it's just too much. Peekaboo Camera.
All right, fellas. Just sign this release, and you'll be on our special show tomorrow night.
Yeah, that, Barney, it's for real.
And you. Thank you. See you on TV.
Hot dog, we're really on Peekaboo Camera. What do you say to that, Barn?
Gosh, golly, gee.
Ah, great party, wasn't it, Barney?
Yeah, it's a shame Shelly doesn't get married more often. Well, night, Fred. See on peekaboo camera.
Yeah. Just wait till the wives see us on TV. They'll flip their lovely lids.
Well, buddy.
If they see us on peekaboo camera, we're dead.
Oh, worse than that. Buddy, you'll kill me.
Barney, there's only one thing to do.
Leave the country?
No, we gotta get Rocky Genial to cut out our portion of the show.
Oh, good idea, but where do we find him at this hour?
Where all the celebrities stay when they're in town, the Bedrock Plaza Hotel. Come on, hop in the car. Hey, watch it! Cut that out!
Now, once and for all, get out and stay out.
But we've got to see Mr. Genial. It's a matter of life and death.
Yeah, and beside that, it's important.
Huh, but nobody goes to the penthouse suite at 3 a.m. Now, beat it before I call the cops.
Yeah, nice guy. I think I saw his picture once on a bottle of iodine.
Ah, forget him. We got to find some way to get up to that penthouse. Ow! Hey, look! The fire escape ladder. Up you go, Barney.
Gee, it looks awful tall.
Well, think tall and get up there.
I think I'll go home.
Hey, come back here. I'll go up.
That's right, Mr. President. You've been on peekaboo camera. You and the entire cabinet.
Rocky, Mr. Genial.
Hold it steady, will you, Barney? Hey, Rocky!
What the? Oh, boy, I must have left the TV on. Yuck, that face. Oh, what a time to be running horror movies.
Hi, Mr. Genial. I hope I didn't get you up.
Oh, it's you, Flintstone. What do you want at this hour?
About that film you shot tonight. I'll give you a buck if you'll burn it.
Burn it? Why, it's the best thing I've ever done. Besides, the film's already at the studio.
Well, I'm sorry, but Mr. Rubble and I have decided against appearing. In other words, we refuse.
You can't refuse. You've signed this release. See you tomorrow on the show. Nighty night.
Oh, have a heart, Rocky.
Hey, Fred, it's a cop. Hey, we gotta get out of here. Oh, evening, officer. Nice night for a holdup.
Hey, come back here.
Barney, slow down. Look out, look out.
What do you guys think you're doing?
Just a little college fun, officer.
Yeah, we're freshmen at Bedrock U. Rock.
You guys look a little old for college.
We're on
the football team.
Oh, that explains it. Look, I'll let you go this time, but stay off the streets.
You heard me, Fred. I don't want to go out tonight.
But Wilma, baby, it's all set. The Rubbles are joining us for dinner at the Stone Oven Steak Cafe. I can almost smell those Tyrannosaurus fillets now.
What you are smelling are tonight's frozen TV dinners. I hope they'll be thawed out in time. Betty and Barney are coming over to eat and watch Peekaboo Camera with us.
Oh, I hear it's a terrible show.
That's strange. The television guide said it's hilarious. All about delinquent husbands.
Oh, boy.
What's that, Fred?
I said, oh, boy, I'll go tell Barney the good news.
Hey, you think we can get away with this, Fred?
Don't worry, Barney. Our disguises are perfect.
Now, just keep quiet and let me do the talking.
Yes, who's there?
And this is the Bedrock TV service. We're here to give your set a free checkup.
Oh, do come in.
Thanks, lady.
The set's right over there.
Oh, we know the way. We'll have it back in the morning, Wilma.
He means Mrs. Flintstone.
Oh, isn't that something? He seems to know you.
Well, I don't want to know him. Hey, cut it out now.
Fred Flintstone. What is the meaning of this?
I, Wilma. Just a little joke, Barney?
Yeah, that's right, Wilma. Just a little joke. I'll put the set back.
Barney! You've broken the tube! Oh!
Nice going, Barney. That was quick thinking.
Oh, now we'll miss Peekaboo Camera.
Oh, gosh. Don't cry, Wilma. You can watch it at my house.
Barney.
Oh, isn't he sweet, Fred?
Lovely. Just lovely.
I'll call Betty to make sure it's all right.
Nice going, Barney. We were all set till you opened your big mouth.
Well, gee, Fred, I'm sorry, but I can't stand to see a woman cry.
Well, come on. We got work to do.
Okay, then, Wilma. We'll have dinner at your house and then come over here to watch Peekaboo Camera on our set. Wilma, somebody just stole the TV set. Help, please. Stop me.
Hurry up, Barney. You want to get caught?
I never thought the day would come stealing my own TV set. And I had just one more payment to go.
Consider it an investment, Barney. We're in the clear now.
Yeah, the girls can't see us on TV.
Right. All it took was a little ingenuity. Oh, no. Look at all those antennas. Our neighbors all have TV sets. You know what that means?
Oh, it means we're licked.
No, Barney. It means we gotta get rid of all those antennas. Take the wheel, partner. You and I are heading for the last antenna round.
It's the bottom of the ninth. Tie score. Bedrock up and the bases loaded. 3-2 on Mickey Marble. Here's the pitch. Marble swings, and it's a...
Oh, no!
And now, as to which of you is guilty of this fiendish crime, the real murderer of Sir Stanford Slab is...
Yahoo!
One blow. You should be in the rodeo.
It's a natural talent, Barney.
What the?
You either have it or you don't.
I don't think you have it anymore, Fred.
Oh, hello there, officer.
You guys again. Don't tell me it's more college cut-ups.
No, sir. You see, we're in a lot of trouble.
You sure are. I want you to put back every one of those antennas right now, or it's the clink for both of you.
Oh, boy. This is the last one.
Barney, I'm dead. Yeah, Fred. It was a lot of work, but worth it.
You said it. Better than joining the Foreign Legion.
Yep, we did keep the girls from seeing Peekaboo Camera.
Fred! Oh, Fred! Turn on the TV set.
Yes, we don't want to miss Peekaboo Camera like we did last week.
Right, Wilma. Now that the old set's fixed, it works better than ever.
Oh, I gotta admit, it's my favorite show.
It's Peekaboo Camera time!
Oh, I wish we'd seen last week's show.
Oh, you probably didn't miss a thing.
Shh, here's Rocky. I hope he's got some funny ones tonight.
Hi, Peekaboo fans. As you know, last week was one of our funniest shows, and we've received thousands of letters asking us to repeat it.
Oh, no, they're repeating it.
So tonight, we'll show some of the funniest scenes from The Bachelor Party.
Fred!
Barney! Why, they told us they were going to a Fred Flintstone! Barney! They've got to be around here somewhere.
Don't worry. We'll track them down. Attaboy, Tino. Find your master so I can give him this.
Sounds like he's treed them. Just a couple of baby birds. Let's go, Wilma.
Come on, Dino. They can't be far.
Keep it up, Barney. You never know when they might be back.
Cheep, 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 cheep.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the
Oh,